Hello, everyone, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex. Welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro and Adam Kaplan. It's Eagles Live. We begin on this Tuesday with news from the practice field. Michael Vick taking the reps today at practice. He will work with the first team today while Nick Foles stays in the athletic training room to get some evaluation and some treatment for his concussion. So at practice today, Adam, it's Vick and it's Barkley. Step one to hopefully clearing the path for Vick to start against the Giants on Sunday.
Yeah, and the Eagles did bring back G.J. Kinney. He's on the practice squad. But the bottom line is it's Michael Vick getting the first team reps, and you got to see how he does in practice this week. Everyone's assuming that it's a given that Vick will start. He's got to get through practice, not have a setback with the hamstring injury.
And Vick has missed the last two games here, obviously, against the last couple of games where Nick Foles was great against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. NFC Offensive Player of the Week, Eagles on the road, a big victory. Foles not very good against the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles offense in general kind of melting down in that 17-3 loss, and we'll talk about that. I know you've seen the film and have some digestion to talk about here. Got a lot to get to. The New York Giants next on the Eagles schedule. The Giants last night getting their first victory of the season against the Minnesota Vikings. So let's get you caught up. Eagles got all these roster moves, a lot of things going on. Chris McPherson with today's headlines.
Good afternoon, Eagles fans. Thanks, Adam and Dave. We'll start with Pat Shurmur's press conference, which was held just a short time ago. Michael Vick is taking the first team reps in today's practice. Nick Foles has a concussion. He's in with the trainers today. Let's go to the defensive side of the football. Bill Davis said that he put extra pressure on Tony Romo using some extra players early on in the game because he wanted to make him uncomfortable in the pocket. He praised D'Amico Ryan's performance, saying that he's been the quarterback of the defense and he's been playing pretty consistently at a high level throughout the course of the season. One injury note to take notice of out here on the practice field is that Bradley Fletcher does not have his helmet on. There's no official injury report, but that'll be something to watch coming off the game on Sunday. The New York Giants, they were able to get their first win of the season, 23-7 over the Minnesota Vikings in what was pretty much a sloppy Monday Night Football game, so the Giants have a short week, but they did get their first win of the season. Some roster moves. Linebacker Emmanuel Acho was brought back, put on the active roster. He was with the team in the preseason. Jake Nye has a hamstring injury, so his status will be uncertain moving forward. And then G.J. Kinney was added to the practice squad. The quarterback was with the team in training camp and the preseason and can give the team some good looks on the scout team as their quarterback. Last but not least, Michael Vick will address the media at around 1:15 p.m. We will have it live for you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and he'll update his status following practice as he takes the first team reps in today's practice. That's going to do it for today's headlines. Let's send it back for more with Dave and Adam.
All right, thank you very much, Chris. Let's talk about this Eagles offense, Adam, and what the team needs to do to get back on track. You watched in depth the Eagles and the Cowboys. What'd you see?
Well, I think you have to start at the quarterback position. Although I thought the offensive line, Dave, was inconsistent, I thought that Nick Foles had by far his worst game as an Eagle. Totally unexpected based on the way he had played lately. And you see there, a little bit hesitant, not knowing what's around him. Sometimes the offensive line broke down, but sometimes he's just inaccurate. I mean, you saw a ball there. Brent Suk was wide open.
Yeah. Inaccurate? Was it footwork?
I thought he held on to the ball too long, and he didn't turn his body enough. The footwork was bad for most of the game, and you saw him hold on, and then he throws across his body to Jeff Mail and also to Jason Avant. So all over the place was Nick Foles, Dave, in this game.
And the Eagles also really didn't help much with the run game. There wasn't much to really cheer about with this Eagles offense. What did you see in the run game?
Yeah, I have to be honest with you. It's the first time I'm probably ever going to criticize LeSean McCoy. I thought that there were some holes there. He didn't take them. I thought the offensive line did struggle a little bit on the interior getting blocks there for him. And also, I would say this about McCoy. He made something out of nothing several times, probably four or five runs where there's nothing there, and he made something. But overall, the offensive performance was probably, to me, the worst of the season. People point to the Kansas City game. I would say this game was actually worse because there were plays to be made, and they didn't make them.
Well, the Eagles' next play, the New York Giants. Of course, the Eagles beating the Giants a few weeks ago. Last night, the Giants defeating the Minnesota Vikings. What is different about the New York football Giants as they come into Lincoln Financial Field? We're going to talk about it. We take a look at the box score and an ugly game on Monday Night Football, Adam. Both teams really, really struggling.
Yeah, in fact, the Giants, without Brandon Jacobs, they went with rookie Michael Cox of UMass, and Peyton Hillis actually got the start. Peyton Hillis, Dave, just signed 2 weeks ago. They cannot run the football. They were throwing a little bit more than they wanted to, but they were able to get the lead. And their defense did a nice job against Josh Freeman, but the Vikings were so predictable. Josh Freeman threw the ball way too many times. They abandoned the run game, the Vikings did, and they played into the Giants' hands.
All right, we'll talk about that game. We'll talk about the Eagles and how they match up, some roster moves, a whole new week ahead here for the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll take your predictions later in the show, as well as the Eagles look to get to 4-4 at the midway point of this 2013 season. More to get to, including a reminder, at about 1:15 today, Michael Vick meets the media. We'll get a live update on the state of his health, his hamstring, as he takes first-team reps in practice today. Hopefully, making the kind of progress the Eagles want to see towards Sunday. We're coming right back. It's Eagles Live. Don't go anywhere.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Complete over the middle. Tripped up at the 40. Nice pass and a big first down for the Spartans. Nice job of the rush by
That dude is huge.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most live sports, Xfinity.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, Eagles Live, the name of the show every Monday through Thursday at noon. Eagles playing the Giants on Sunday, of course, and we take a little peek ahead at the Eagles' upcoming schedule, which is presented by the NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. A big way to end the month of October, and then it's on the road for two games at Oakland and Green Bay. Adam, the Green Bay Packers with some major injury problems. That offense going to struggle, I think, the rest of the way, right?
Well, they did a good job with what they have. JerMichael Finley's going to be out a while with his neck injury. Jared Boykin, an undrafted free agent, now starting for Randall Cobb, and James Jones has a PCL injury. They're getting it done. They still got over 300 yards passing last week against the Browns, who have actually a good secondary. But the Raiders, that's the team that most people aren't talking about. Their defense much improved under defense coordinator Jason Tarver, who coached with Billy Davis with the Niners.
All right, well, the immediate focus here, of course, is the New York Giants, mm-hmm. and the Eagles looking to sweep the Giants and get to 3-1 in the NFC East, a division that I think will go down to the very
end. It's there for the taking, you know, no question.
I think the Cowboys played well defensively. The offense didn't do a whole lot to impress me on Sunday. I know the Eagles battled those receivers. That game was there. That game was there for the taking, and the Eagles just couldn't get anything going offensively. But end of the season, it's Washington against the Giants. It's Philadelphia against the Cowboys. Does it go to Week 17, Adam?
I think there's a very good possibility it does. But the good thing is that you talked about the Eagles going on the road. They're showing now that they can win on the road. I mean, that's a good thing. It's here in Philly where they got to do a better job.
Well, that will change this week.
Okay.
All right, the Eagles playing a Giants team that last night defeated the Minnesota Vikings 23-7. a bit of a sloppy game. What numbers jump out at you?
Well, I think, first of all, Josh Freeman throwing the ball 53 times. You're playing into the Giants' hands. Their defense isn't very good. But they did make one lineup change. John Beeson, it's significant, is now their middle linebacker. He had been moved to weak side when Luke Kuechly was drafted by the Panthers. Now he's playing back in the middle. Mark Herzlich just does not move well enough. That's actually a smart move by them. And give it, hey, look what Adrian Peterson did. Yes, he should have got more than 13 carries, but the fact of the matter is they shut him down.
Eli Manning just 200 passing yards at him.
Against a secondary that's been struggling with the Vikings. Despite having three really good receivers, they're unable to get their offense going. Their offensive line has been a struggle all season, but this is the third straight week that they're playing with the same offensive line.
All right, some of the keys to beating the New York Giants in the second game of the season between these teams and sweeping the Giants and moving forward. Last game, Eagles were able to score early, build up a lead, and even though the Giants came back, Eagles had some reserve late in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. To me, the importance of scoring early at Lincoln Financial Field, getting the home crowd into it, feeling good, is vitally important.
I totally agree with you because the crowd was actually amped up for this last game, and unfortunately, the offense just didn't get the job done. But the fact of the matter is, stay with the running game. Do not go away from it. It may not have worked, but the bottom line is you got to keep doing it. And then, obviously, get off to a good start with the passing game. If it's Vic, as you see there, continue to throw the ball down the field like a guy like Zach Ertz, four catches over 20 yards, which is pretty good for a young player. Just continue to protect better. I mean, that's something, Dave, that's been inconsistent the last couple weeks.
What do the Giants do so well? You talk about committing to the run. What they do so well against the Eagles in that first game, LeSean McCoy, negative yards in the second half.
I thought what the Giants did is I thought that they played the run better. They stuffed the box, which I thought something that they do a good job of. When they put Justin Tuck inside, they'll run blitz a lot too, which is something that they don't do a lot, but they'll do that. So, again, stay with the run, though, because there's a feeling, though, in the National Football League, if you stay with the run, eventually you're going to break some big ones.
And they've got the big bodies inside. Yeah. They did a nice job breaking down the Eagles' interior.
Sean Rogers, Mike Patterson.
Right. So the Eagles are going to have to really work on it.
Yes,
Bill Davis.
Yes.
And Pat Shurmur talked about that earlier. The Giants, certainly, the numbers suggest that you can get after them and make them pay. They've allowed 30.9 points per game.
That's really surprising.
Now, that often happens because the turnover margin is so ridiculous.
Right.
And the Eagles in that first win, a +4 in turnover margin.
Yeah, no question about it. And again, it's protection for the quarterback. I think that's going to be vital. And also the screen game. The Giants are another team. We talked about it coming to last week's game. The Eagles tried it, but they weren't as successful. Screen game against slow linebackers other than John Beeson should work. John Beeson is also in his 30s now.
Adam, defensively, the Eagles did a nice job against Eli. They certainly confused him. Three interceptions in the fourth quarter. I don't think Eli's made the kind of strides that you expect from a veteran. He struggled against the Bears last week. He struggled last night against the Vikings. What is going on? And they lose their center.
Fletcher Cox was tremendous in that first matchup. And you talk about their injuries. That's been a problem for him. And the timing has not been there where they're passing game.
Yeah.
And I think easily you saw Boykin make that play and Kerry Williams. To me, it disrupts Eli's timing. When he does that, you know what he does? He turns his body when he throws and turns it over just like that play there. See him when he turns his body? You can't do that. And the Eagles will have success this game on the D-line.
Peyton Hillis, Michael Cox now, the running backs for the Giants. Will they be able to run the football with Eli struggling like he has? And the Giants know they've got to have some balance in their
Yeah, offense. And one thing, that's if Brandon Jacobs does not return. And he had a setback with his hamstring injury last week, and that's something you have to take a look at. But Michael Cox out of UMass is an interesting player. He's got good size, a little bit better than average speed. But Peyton Hillis is that in-between-the-tackles runner. He's more of a grinder. The Eagles should have no problem stopping the run game. It's the pass game. The Eagles also continue to play nickel.
You know, I like the secondary. I like the way it's worked for the Eagles in the secondary with Bradley Fletcher, Kerry Williams, Brandon Boykin, Rock Carmichael when the Eagles have an opportunity to use their fourth cornerback. We all look at Victor Cruz, and certainly he is a tremendously dangerous threat. In that first game, though, Hakeem Nicks really hurt the Eagles and Reuben Randall with a couple of touchdown catches. That was 40 yards for Cruz. That's far, whatever it was last game, 48 yards. He's got 40 catches this year. Not bad. But Nicks and Randall, what do you do against those two?
Yeah, Randall has four touchdowns in his two games against the Eagles. He scored last night against the Vikings. He, you know what? The thing that he does, He's the fastest receiver they have, and he's becoming sort of an intermediate run after the catch guy. And also, as you saw against the Eagles, use him in the red zone. That's a concern where things get tighter. The Eagles have to be a little bit more physical in this matchup.
All right, we take your phone calls next, your predictions, your thoughts. Michael Vick taking first-team reps at the quarterback position today in practice. We'll hear from him at about 1:15 live right here, so make sure you tune in for that. Eagles 3-4, the Giants with their first win of the season, NFC East game on Sunday. We want to hear from you, 215-339-6709. The number, Dave and Adam, we're coming right back.
And action.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Cheese Wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Jack-O-Lantern Jackpot, with 10 top prizes of $50,000. It's kind of fun when it all comes together. Keep on scratching.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Aha!
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
All right, if you have no opportunity to call us during our live shows, here's where you can call and sound off the bird phone, 215-526-6800. Give us a call. Leave your name, where you're from, and keep your message to under 60 seconds, and maybe, just maybe, you will have your message played on one of our live shows right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, the bird phone. Give us a call today. All right, we take some live calls here as we take a look at practice. G.J. Kinney re-signed, added to the practice squad. And Michael Vick taking the first team reps today. No Nick Foles at practice. We go to the telephones. 215-339-6709. Paul in Maryland joins us. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I'm okay. Let's put it that way. I don't know if you remember, but I had called you last week in regards to Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get in here and start bashing Nick Foles like I did Kevin Cobb, but I think we can, you know, put both of those experiments at file 13 and move on from that.
So you're gonna
after one game,
the guy is an NFC Offensive Player of the Week 1 week.
Dave,
the next week he plays poorly, and you're gonna just deep six it, right?
Dave, I feel like we're capable of winning this division, and I think now is not the time for us to try to experiment.
There is no, it's not an experiment. The reason Nick Foles was in there was why, Paul?
That was my question to you. I don't understand why he was in there.
Well, don't you remember that Michael Vick couldn't run because he pulled a hamstring?
Hurt. Well, I would have went with Matt Barkley. That would have been.
Oh,
my
you would have gone with Matt Barkley.
You would have leapfrogged. Okay. Really? Okay.
You're losing credibility with this kind of nonsense, Paul. That makes no sense.
Dave, let's talk stats.
I'll take
20 for 80 yards, Dave. 10 for 20 for 80 yards. One interception, if not more, against the average at best defensive team without the star defensive player.
Well, first of all, you're wrong on the stats. He wasn't even 10 of 20. Yeah, the stats were like 11 of 29 for 80 yards and zero interceptions.
What was that QBR rating? Do you have that stat?
The what?
The QBR rating?
No, I don't care about the QBR. I don't need to go to the analytics when I can watch the film and tell you that Nick Foles played a very poor game. Nobody is arguing that. But for you to suggest that when Michael Vick pulled a hamstring that the Eagles should have bypassed Nick Foles to go to Matt Barkley is absurd. It's absurd, Paul. So if you have a bias against Nick Foles, that's fine. That's wonderful. But if you're not, but if you're going to try to have credibility here, you have no credibility with anybody by suggesting that the Eagles should have gone to Matt Barkley when Nick Foles was when Michael Vick was hurt.
We did not see preseason that well. Matt Barkley's the only quarterback we didn't see that much in preseason.
Well, then why would you put him in the middle of the regular season game? It makes no sense. Anyway, go on with your point.
Because we're trying to see what the quarterbacks can do.
Well, Paul, you just said it's no time to experiment. And then you're suggesting an experiment.
Dave, let me tell you what somebody told me. If you're going to do wrong right. If you're going to do wrong, at least try to do wrong right. If you're going to throw somebody in there, at least throw somebody in there that we can try to see that we haven't seen before.
No.
We wanted to catapult. Okay. We wanted to catapult Nick Foles the same way we wanted to catapult Kevin Cobb after he hit Kevin Cobb through for 300 yards back to back. Now he's Joe Montana. Nick Foles beat two teams that was winless. Now he's Joe Montana.
Nobody suggested that he was Joe Montana.
We cannot continue to sit here and discard people so quickly. We did the same thing with Andy Reid.
But you're just discarding Nick Foles.
AFC, and he's 7-0. Same thing with Donovan McNabb when he was here. We are so quick. That's the one problem I have with being an Eagle fan, is that we're so quick to discard the people that we should not. But then, real quick, I just want to ask you.
Yes.
Vinny Curry.
Yes.
His snap count. There's only 25, I believe.
No, I think he played. I'm going to discard Vinny Curry, okay?
I'm just kidding.
Paul,
26 snaps. He had 26 snaps.
His snaps have gone up every. Hey, give me a prediction. Give me a prediction for the game, by the way, Paul. While you're all riled up.
Giants 20, Eagles 25.
Thank you.
Have a good day, Dave.
You got it, man. Love, Paul. Thanks for spicing things up here. Vinny Curry's snap counts have gone up every game. He had 25 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He had 26 on Sunday. And he's been productive, Adam. He's got a couple of sacks. He gets a good push.
Mm-hmm.
He really comes off the ball well.
A lot of energy is what you want in your sub package or in a backup. It's your hope that when a guy comes off the bench, he can get to the passer. And he's been one of the biggest surprises, I think, for this football team. And honestly, I don't know if the coaches, when they got Vinny Curry, you know, they moved him to a five technique. No one thought he could play it. I mean, they told him to put on weight. They were hopeful. And only because he worked so hard and obviously took to the techniques. Is it working? And, again, he's been a great surprise. You hope it continues.
Yeah. JR in Chicago joins us. JR, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, man. Y'all got a lot of testosterone moving around down today, don't you? Goodness gracious. Let me give you my prediction, Dave. I'm going to say 24-19 Eagles. And real quick, Adam, just want to know, do you anticipate any minor moves before trade deadline?
You know, what happens is the last 24 hours, a lot of names, JR, get bandied about with executives, and usually it don't happen. But if the Eagles are going to do something, maybe an outside linebacker, maybe an extra cornerback. But teams are – the reason why trades rarely happen –
Well, they're not rarely happening this year.
Let me finish here. The reason why they rarely happen is because teams don't want to trade starters. But what you're seeing this year is you're seeing teams desperate. The Colts traded for Trent Richardson. No one saw this coming. That was because the new personnel staff, the new coaching staff, they had nothing to do with him. That was a Tom Hecker draft, and they traded him. Now, Kenny Britt's a name that's out there. I don't see the Eagles trading for a receiver, but he's an interesting guy. We've talked about here on Eagles Live before. He's a very interesting player who the Titans, I think, would like to trade, but so far no takers.
And most of these guys are free agents at the end of the year.
Right, rookies at the end of his rookie contract.
So
exactly.
So you want to give
right.
up
so,
a draft pick to keep somebody
right,
for
but the Eagles could use an extra corner, an extra outside linebacker.
They could use a big game-breaking wide receiver.
Yeah, but you're not going to get those. Everyone's bringing up Josh Gordon,
Hakeem
major
Nicks,
off the
Josh
field
Gordon,
issues.
Kenny Britt.
Okay, Hakeem Nicks, are you willing to trade into your division? Are the Giants willing to trade?
Yeah, I mean, it takes two teams to tango.
Yeah.
I get it.
In the division.
Yeah, I understand.
Rarely happen, divisional trades.
Yanni in Maryland joins us. Hey, Yanni.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
Doing well. Good. Sorry.
What's up?
Give us a prediction.
Prediction, I'm going to say that we're going to win once again. And that I hope that they can get Michael Vick back in the starting lineup.
Hey, give me a score for Sunday, Yanni.
Let's say 17-10.
17-10?
nothing. 17-0.
17-0. All right, Yanni, thanks.
Yes, sir.
All right. It is interesting, the quarter. I think everybody's feeling a bit of frustration here, Adam, after that loss to the Dallas Cowboys. Your opinion, Nick Foles, does he get another shot here? Does he? What's the future for Nick Foles?
My opinion is that if Michael Vick is healthy, he's the starter till further notice. And I'm going to tell you why. Yes, as you pointed out, and you're right, Nick Foles won the NFC Player of the Week. He was tremendous. In fact, the Giants game, he was great. But to have a game like this, and I understand he's a young quarterback. Every quarterback, especially a young quarterback, is going to have a bad game now and then. But so many unforced errors. And the biggest issue, Dave, is when the footwork changes again, this has always been his problem. Okay, I saw it the Senior Bowl. Bo Wolf and I are there. We're watching every practice. Struggled mightily with his footwork. You look at it and you go, what's the problem here? Why would you regress that much? You can't put it all on the offensive line or the running game. Unforced errors, bad footwork. I don't get it. It was the complete opposite of the Tampa Bay game. I'm at a loss here.
So you
no
think
idea.
One game knocks him right out of the rotation?
To start?
Yeah.
It was so bad. First of all, when he gets healthy, he's got to get his confidence back. Where was the confidence? I mean, that's the other part of it. Coming off a game like that against Tampa Bay, his confidence should be buzzing. I don't get it. And he looked like a guy that just looked like he didn't have it.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer for you. Now, would I give him another chance? Yes, I would. But the fact of the matter is, to me, the veteran gets his job back here based on what happened in this last game. That's what I would do.
And,
you're asking me. That's what I would do.
And based on his Michael's performance moving forward.
If Vic plays well consistently, it's his job. There's no question about that.
Right. And if not, then we're back here
Foles
talking.
Foles lost his opportunity. I'd said, and some people disagree with me, the margin of error for Nick Foles was small. Yes, he played great, but Michael Vick clearly won the job. He lost it because he got hurt. But Nick Foles started to put the question in everyone's mind. And don't forget, Chip Kelly never said that this job was closed.
Yeah.
He never did. He left the door open, ajar, and Foles, unfortunately, didn't take advantage of it.
Bob in Virginia joins us. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, gentlemen. Boy, there's some people that need some blood pressure medicine today. That caller before the last one.
It's all right. Go ahead.
I've never gotten that heated with you.
What
I'm wondering is this. That was the worst performance that I've seen Nick Foles do. Was there something wrong with his arm?
Nothing wrong.
The groin was not an issue. Bob, it's interesting. A friend of mine was a season ticket holder. He said the same thing you did. He thought there was something wrong with him. I watched the tape. It was puzzling. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it's one thing, Bob, if a quarterback has a bad first half, usually they could correct it. Foles did not complete a pass in the second half before he got hurt.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, give me a
piece. He was missing wide open.
Listen, I mean, can we stop? I love the kid, okay, and I love Michael. We've all made it very clear that Nick Foles had a bad game. Can we stop piling on? It's like,
tell him the truth.
But it's been day after day after day. We know that Nick Foles had a bad game, okay? And the Eagles also didn't run the football. The Eagles also didn't protect well. As Pat Shurmur said, it was everybody. Let's move on with this whole
that
looking back
of it,
at the
you're
Cowboys
right.
Thing.
He wasn't the only one.
He
I agree.
He wasn't the only one. Give me a prediction, Bob.
I had a few more comments, but okay.
Go ahead, give me quick comments.
I think we stick with Vic until he's not healthy. And I don't believe the quarterback of the future is on the roster yet. So it almost, and I never say this because I want to win every game we can, but it almost behooves us not to so that we can maybe get that quarterback of the future. Because, again, just fix age. My prediction, I'll go the Eagles 24, the Giants 23. We better take care of business this week and get a home win after over a year. And we better go out to Oakland and win because Dallas has two losable games coming up. And if it's going to go down to that last week, they better. Or my prediction, and I want to give this out, and then I thank you for staying with me. I believe that Chip Kelly, if this doesn't – I really think he's gone in a year or two. And I really believe when the stadium renovations are done –
Thanks for the great positive call, Bob. Let's move on. It's like – you want to lose, and then you go back and tell me that they better win, and then then the coach is leaving, and this is what happens when you lose to the Cowboys.
I hear you, man. It's everyone discombobulated.
Everybody's
right?
just put the piling on. I'm just sick of the piling on. The Eagles lost a game, okay? I'll tell you what. The guys on the practice field, they better not be in this funk.
It's over right? with. It's right? absolutely over
if
with.
If it's over with them,
it's maybe, behind them. They're on Giants week.
Put it behind
man.
Us a little bit. It's Wednesday.
It's Giants week, right?
It's time to look at the New York Giants.
Giants
All week. Right, we return Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. And again, Michael Vick meets the media at 1:15. We're coming right back.
And action.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus steak and cheese wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more, let's get it, let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on and on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows. Hey, ladies, we've got the Eagles Style Lounge for you, presented by CoverGirl on Saturday and Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field at Head House Plaza. It's your chance to shop the newest Eagles gear made just for women and tweens, featuring Nike, Touched by Alyssa Milano, and many more. Talk with Renee Reese, the wife of Eagles alumni Ike Reese, about how to create your personal Eagles look. Complimentary CoverGirl Fanicure featuring team nail art, Adam, for your nails. Okay. Listen to music by the DJ that we've got on hand and strut your style in our photo booth. For more information, click on the Eagles Style Lounge. Check out the Eagles Facebook page. And
Alyssa Milano.
To make anybody very beautiful, nice. Adam.
Remember Alyssa Milano?
Of course. But let's not go to Alyssa Milano.
Here. I just asked a question.
I'm still all riled up about the Nick Foles piling on, which we screamed about here in the between. All right, let's go to Yanni.
I think we do our best work in the break. That's just me.
Understand this. We all know that the kid had a bad game.
He
all
did.
Right? It happens. Move on. We want who's the quarterback of the future? I don't know.
Am I too hard on quarterbacks? Am I too hard?
No.
I can't help it.
Understood. We're in the big leagues. I get it. I get it. It's Wednesday.
I saw what I saw.
Yanni. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
Everything's great, buddy.
What's up,
How
Yanni?
Are you?
How you doing, Adam?
How
what's
are you?
On?
We're just having a great
All
time.
Right, man.
This is what happens when you lose to the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, I understand completely. I actually ran into a fan, though, who said this to me. He said, man, he said, the fact that you guys held us to 17 points, he said, I'm glad Vic didn't play because he said, I don't think we would have had the same outcome. But, you know, nobody knows what would have or could have happened. But, hey, we got to put it behind us.
That's exactly right.
I definitely want to say this first. I want to give you two props, though. First, I want to say I love what you guys do. I watch you guys all the time on my phone. You guys said in the beginning, you guys said, don't assume you're not going to see the defense that you want to see. And I don't know if it was you or Adam. You said you probably won't see what you want to see till about week 7 or week 8. And, guys, I'm excited. When's the last time we've had at least one turnover in 3 straight games? When's the last time we've been able to see that about the Eagles defense? I mean,
since
I'm
Jim
excited.
Johnson. Yeah, since Jim Johnson was here, Yanni, the takeaways have been few and far between. And you're right. It has taken some time. And, you know, Adam was talking about this before we got on the air about how the defense, when you watch them – between plays.
See that? That's
they are,
what I was
They
just,
are really, yeah. really buying into what Bill Davis
I'm
is
telling you.
And
Fletcher Cox is turning a corner. I actually just watched him specifically. We had Cedric Thornardi a little bit ahead, but Fletcher Cox, I've noticed the last 2-3 games, he's looking like a different player, and I like that.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's the buying in. It's the techniques. It's doing what the coaches are asking them to do. Eventually, they're going to get it. Remember, they went from a wide 9 to a 3-4.
Right.
People don't understand how tough that is. And Cox is a guy who has a great 3 technique in a 4-3,
right.
And now he's being asked to play the 5. It's not easy.
And,
you know,
and one thing I think people are like underlining things, your defense is predicated upon when you go into somebody's stadium or they come to you, they're averaging a certain amount of points. The Eagles' defense has been keeping that standard. They had Giants at, 20?
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay was averaging 17, had them at 20. Dallas was the second highest offense. You kept them at 17. If we can get games where our offense and our defense is clicking, I don't like jumping the gun, but I'm really excited. They can win some games, and they can be dangerous if this defense keeps progressing.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Yanni, give me a prediction, and I'll talk about the defense.
Oh, man, I think we come on big. I would say 35-21.
All right, Yanni, thank you so much.
You guys have a good day, man.
You too. You know, I will tell you, though, even though Eli has played poorly this year, I really respect what he is capable of doing. I think if they get into that groove, and if the Eagles can't pressure Eli Manning, it's going to be tough. I think they have a terrific group of receivers. I think Eli can get hot. I think they've got some confidence after beating the Vikings. They're not out of the NFC East division.
No, the way it is. So they'd have to win, like...
They're 3 games out.
Yeah.
And they still play the Cowboys once, the Eagles once, the Redskins.
They need a lot of luck, but you're right.
But I think the Eagles, this could be a really nice jump this game, and then you go out to Oakland. And then, of course, Green Bay is the big one.
Well, right, but the bottom line is take care of business this week, because this is a team that you've already beaten and you've handled, and you kind of demoralized them in the second half. I thought the Eagles kind of had their way after kind of an inconsistent start. But the fact of the matter is the defense now, we've been talking about the last couple weeks how they're getting better. This was a legitimate offense they faced, Dave, and they got it done. Say what you want against the Giants the first time or the Bucs offense, but this is the NFL's second-best offense, and they, for the most part, shut them down or controlled them. To only give up 17 points, 10 through 3 quarters to me, was something that I did not expect. And you take that confidence if you're the Billy Davis-led defense, and you bring it going forward against the Giants, and they should have their way. I really think so.
All right, let's take another phone call. This time we go to Istanbul. No, we don't.
Ah.
Darn. We had a caller from Istanbul, Turkey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So much for that one. Probably wanted to weigh in on... Maybe he's making the road trip to Philadelphia this weekend.
Like Natalie, right?
Natalie from France. We thank her for coming in.
Very cool.
We have a great friend from France who comes in every year for a couple of Eagles games, and she follows us on the website. She's a great fan. She loves the Eagles very much, and she's been to a couple of games this season and last season and really enjoy that. Brian in Maryland joins us. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well.
What's up?
Nothing much, man. I think we're doing pretty good so far. You know, I bleed green every Sunday. But I really think Mike Vick's going to make a strong comeback. And I got us beating the Giants 23-13, only by 10 points. But I got us beating them.
If Michael Vick does start, will he be the elusive, you know, run when there's an opening kind of quarterback? Does he have that burst, do you think?
I think he's going to have it a little bit. It's Michael Vick. He's a tough player. He's probably one of the toughest quarterback I've ever seen, definitely for his size and what he's been through. But he's tough. He's a competitor. He's strong. He's focused, it seems like, more than any year. And I just think he's going to make a good comeback, you know?
Yeah, well, it's big that he plays. Thanks for the phone call, Brian. You know, going to be interesting to see if Michael does make this start, Adam. Does the hamstring get tired?
When it gets flushed out, what happens exactly? That's a concern, because if Foles is not available, then it's Matt Barkley, Dave.
Yeah, so we'll take one more phone call. Then we want to show you Pat Shurmur and Bill Davis, their press conferences from this morning. Michael Vick at about 1:15 live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. So make sure you tune in. He's taking the reps today with the first team offense. And, you know, we hope that everything comes out okay, that he can up his reps and really feel like Michael Vick. Wilson in North Carolina joins us. Hey, Wilson.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Great. Welcome to the show.
All right. Glad to be on.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call in because, you know, it's a funny story. I was actually there at the Tampa game
Two weeks
ago. I was on vacation there in Florida, and I just remember that, yeah, Eagles are playing Tampa. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to get the tickets and actually catch the show. So it was my first time actually getting to an Eagles game and being in that kind of environment where it's like more Eagles fans than the actual home team or anything.
Right. It was great, wasn't it?
Amazing.
Yeah, it was great. But as far as the Giants game goes, you know, it's it's funny, as Merrill pointed out on the radio, you know, how going to the game, you know, I'm all thinking in my head, okay, score's probably going to be, you know, maybe 31-24 or something like that. But the Eagles are able to hold them 17 points. We should dominate them. And, you know, and I believe the defense did come up and hold them 17 points, but we just couldn't get the offense going.
So. Right, against the Cowboys, right.
Yeah, So
what's your prediction for Sunday?
Obviously for Sunday against the Giants, my gut is telling me that Eli's going to probably try and, have that one spark game. You know how the Giants always try and have that one game where they actually come out to play for once.
Right.
So my gut says they're going to come out and probably be a really close game, maybe by a field goal. I'll go with 27-24 Eagles.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Wilson. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
You got it, man. Let's talk defense. Bill Davis, Eagles defensive coordinator, meeting the media a short time ago. We turn our attention to that side of the football and defensive coordinator Bill Davis.
I feel a lot more comfortable, and I think the players are feeling more comfortable within the calls. I think all of it is a growth that's happening. I do definitely feel more comfortable in knowing what the strengths and weaknesses of the individual players are now that we've got almost a half of a season under our belt. So that's growing. And I think more importantly, though, we as a staff see the players understanding the concepts of the coverage, the techniques within the coverage, and how they work with a concept. All that is growing. And we just got done doing the tape evaluation from the game with coaches and players together. And the biggest thing we came away from it is we've got to make sure that individually we're getting better on the little things, and then collectively the defense will get better. Effort to the ball's got to be there. Tackling's got to be there. I think our turnovers are in a good place. They're consistently, you know, they're constant. We've got to continue to take the ball away. Our third down was a little bit better in that game. We've had, you know, some struggles with that, so that's improving. The red zone's got to get better. You know, the points per game's at 24 right now. That's not good enough. We've got to get that lower, and we've got to play really good enough defense to win the game, and last week we didn't. Yeah, I thought the secondary did a nice job of stepping up to the challenge of – there's a lot of weapons on that team now, and their passing attack is their strength, especially with Murray being out. So, you know, we had a couple different versions of how we were going to give different people help, and every time you give one person help, one of the other weapons is, you know, one-on-one. And I think the guys that were on the one-on-one part of it really stepped up and played well. D'Amico actually – you know, he's our calming force out there, and he sets the defenses up. He makes decisions. He checks us in and out of defenses. You know, he's got a lot of leeway. He really is a growing as a quarterback of our defense, and the big plays just came his way, and he made them. Earl's getting better and better as we go. I mean, he made some big plays, like always. You know, I've never coached a game where there wasn't a handful of mistakes in that game, and you always go, well, if we just didn't make those mistakes, boy, how much better we would have been. But the offense is saying the same thing. Our mistakes are coming lower and lower and lower, and I think that's why our performance is coming up higher. And I think Earl is one of those guys that individually he's working hard at keeping his errors down, and his play is rising as a result. I think they have the same challenge we have. You know, we know what they showed and how they kind of attacked us, and vice versa. They know what our plan was. So now you've got to move it a little bit, but still try to keep what worked well and get rid of what didn't work so well. And they're doing the same thing. And then about the second quarter, you got to plan for what they're doing, and then you got to adjust on the fly. We go into every game telling the corners that in the first quarter, we'll know how the officials are going to call it. And if they're letting you get away with more, then play physical. If they're not, then you have to back off. And it's the vets got a little bit better feel than the other ones do, but you really have to understand how they're calling the game and play your techniques accordingly. So absolutely it helps us to be, you know, everybody wants to be more physical. The rules have taken that away from us. So it's nice when we can play a little bit.
All right, that is Bill Davis, defensive coordinator. Let's get to a phone call before we ring it up to Pat Shurmur. Robert in San Diego joins us. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. All right, I just want to touch base on two things that I've seen so far from the team this season.
Okay.
One, defense is improving. Looks great. I'm hoping it gets better. I want those guys to stay consistent because it kind of looks like we have something brewing here.
Agreed.
And then as far as it goes with the offense, coming from Chip Kelly's standpoint and how he runs offense, I just feel like for this offense to be potent and explosive, it needs a scrambling quarterback. It needs a guy who can make the defense play honest. Nick Foles is good. I just feel like he's a more traditional quarterback, and he needs more of a standard offense than LeSean McCoy to run it from the eye formation.
A lot of people believe that.
I don't believe that, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, Nick had a bad game on Sunday, and I think we'd all would agree that there were receivers wide open, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
So then if he has a decent game, the Eagles score 30 points. So why do we need to have a scrambling quarterback? Why?
Because I feel like in the NFL.
In the NFL, name the last scrambling quarterback who won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's been a – I can't even name you. I don't even know if Doug Williams was a scrambling quarterback.
No, he was a drop back. He was not.
You know, Chip's got a great offensive mind. I mean, if you design your passing game, you've got receivers who are open.
His offense could work with any quarterback, but does he prefer a running quarterback? Some people think he does. But the bottom line is...
Look at the guys he had at Oregon, you know, Mariota, he had Dennis Dixon, like all those guys.
College is a different game, though. In college, you can run your way to wins. In the NFL, you cannot run your way to wins. You have to throw the football.
Exactly. Another thing in the NFL is defenses make adjustments every week, and I feel like Dallas made adjustments. We're like, okay, the read option is ineffective with Nick Foles because we're not really worried about him running. I mean,
where I'll disagree here and where I'm objective is that the Cowboys didn't make – you're laughing.
I just love the way you said that. It was fantastic.
With the Cowboys, what adjustments did they make? There were receivers open. Nick missed them.
Dave's right. They were
so. Where's the adjustments? Nick didn't play well, and where the Cowboys were excellent is against the run.
They flooded every gap. I mean, they did a great job against the run. There's no question. But Dave's right in this context. There were 7 to 9 plays that the receivers and tight ends were wide open, where they would have continued the drive. And Foles was so inaccurate, it was puzzling. And there's a play, and you saw that they showed Chip one time on camera. It's like, get the ball downfield, get it there.
And he also mentioned LeSean McCoy took a screen pass inside rather than continuing to go outside.
Bryce Brown tripped there.
Had it blocked.
On that play.
He had a big,
on that play
big
you
game.
Just saw. That play, he would have gone for 50 yards had he not tripped over himself. The turf guy, the grass got him. Yeah. I don't know.
I like Foles. I think he's a great quarterback. I just think with Chip's mindset, I just think a scrambling guy kind of just makes us a little more effective in the run, and it makes us more explosive. You really don't know what we're going to throw at you.
Well, there's certainly adding another element. I prefer to use a quarterback, the term, not a running quarterback. A quarterback who is also mobile is very important. I think Nick works the pocket well.
Very well.
I think he buys some time. Mm-hmm. He's not going to gash you for 35 yards with a run, but given the opportunity, we saw in Tampa, we saw a first down run that he had against the Cowboys. You know, there are opportunities to run the football. But it comes down to what Chip said at his first press conference, repetitive accuracy, and that was not the case after we had seen Nick very accurate in
extremely
games earlier
accurate
this year.
Until this last game.
It went completely 180 degrees the other way. Robert, give me a prediction.
Prediction, I'm going to go with Eagles 27, Giants 17.
All right, great call. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you.
You got it, man. Thanks for calling. All right, Pat Shurmur, speaking of the offense, peppered with a lot of what's going on with Nick Foles questions as well as how do you sweep the Giants. Pat Shurmur, Eagles offensive coordinator.
You know, obviously the game against the Cowboys was very disappointing. We're not discouraged. We're not frustrated. We're disappointed that, at least from an offensive perspective, we didn't do some of the things that we had done in previous weeks, and we didn't do certainly enough to win the football game. Defense played extremely well, and we didn't do our part. That being said, you know, I got a chance to watch the Giants play last night. They had a pretty good performance against an outstanding runner. You know, they kept Minnesota Minnesota's offense was very ineffective against them. They're getting healthier on defense, and I think they played extremely well. So it's going to be a big challenge for us to get it right and go out and play winning football. And so we're looking forward to being out here today. I like the fact that we train on Tuesday because we get out here and get going. And we got to put together what's our best Tuesday of the year, get ready to play the Giants. It wasn't all Nick. You know, we as coaches and every other player that was out there has got to do a better job. And there are a lot of reasons why we weren't successful. And when you throw the football, there were times when the throw was inaccurate. There was times when the routes got to be sharper. And there were certainly times when we needed to protect better. And so, you know, it was just a mixture of things. And it all kind of got to us. I've communicated with Nick, but Nick today has been with the trainers. And it's my understanding he won't be out here practicing today.
LeSean was really hard on himself after the game, said it was one of his worst games since his rookie season. What did you see out of him in the run game specifically?
Well, again, you know, I think we try to take, and I'm glad that he feels that way. I think we all did, that we need to play better and do, you know, and really perform better. But he's a competitor. He's taken a very mature approach to this season. He just wants to do what he can to help us win games. And I think, you know, when a guy says that, what he's saying is, hey, I want to try to do better. And, you know, I think he can be an outstanding player in this league. He did some really good things the other night. I think in his mind, he was just saying, I got to do more of them. They're the same Giants team. The only thing I would say is they're getting healthier. We hit them earlier in the year when they were dealing with injuries, especially in the secondary. They're getting some guys back. And they've got a win under their belt now. I'm sure they're excited, and they'll go into their preparation trying to get their second one. And so it's important for us to play our best ball to beat them. I'd like to see them out here as quickly as possible, but, you know, there's protocol. You know, concussions, and if you have concussion-like symptoms and all that, there's protocol that the league mandates, and we're going to follow that because we believe in that process. So when he's out there, and again, you know, I'm looking out at the field beyond the cameras here. You know, whoever's out there, we're going to work with. And our guys do a good job of trying to get healthy and get to practice. And as soon as he's out there, we'll get him better.
I think I said it's Wednesday. It's only Tuesday. I'm a day ahead of myself. I'm in such a hurry to get to Sunday to see this Eagles team come back out and beat the New York Giants at Lincoln Financial Field and get the 4-4, which I think would be huge, Adam.
Yes.
At the midway point.
You as the mayor of Eagleville would probably dance down Broad Street, right?
No.
You'd be happy though if they got a win.
Yes, of course.
4-4?
I will reserve my dance down Broad Street for that moment. For that moment.
Let me
we
just
all
tell
know
you
that
something.
Moment would be.
This division is not over. Eagles are only one game back. The Eagles still have a good division record, and this is a winnable game. You win this game, the Eagles do, they're right back in it.
Eagles win this game, Adam?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Well, we'll hear from
Check
Michael
me on
Vick.
Twitter.
We'll hear from Michael Vick and DeSean Jackson at about 1:15, so tune back in. We close the show now. We're back tomorrow. Merrill Reese in studio, our one-on-one exclusive with Chip Kelly as well. Tune in for Eagles Live at noon on Wednesday. And thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.